今天正道的经文是罗马书第三章19-28节。我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
Today's passage comes from Romans chapter 3 verse 19 to verse 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth might be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of sin. But now a righteousness from God apart from law has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Jesus Christ. God presented Him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. On what principle? On that of observing the law? No, but on that of faith. For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. That's all. Thank you.
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我相信坐在我们这里的，无论您现在还是不是基督徒，您一定都大概听过福音。
I believe that whether you're Christian or not, everyone here has heard the gospel.
至少听有人给你讲过关于耶稣、关于救恩的消息。
At least you've heard about Jesus and about salvation.
不管别人是如何给你讲的。
Regardless of how people told you.
因为有人会讲说的，讲见证说，耶稣在我的生命里边帮助了我。
Some people will give you a testimony about how Christ helped in their lives.
有些人可能会给你讲一些道理。
Some people may speak to you about reason.
那么今天我们读的这一段经文，实在是基督信仰的核心。
But the scripture we have read today is the heart of Christianity.
那就是罪人蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
That is, that sinners can become righteous through the salvation of Christ Jesus.
好，我们在进入今天的信息之前，我们一起来做一个祷告。
So let us pray before our message today.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你让我们能够在这里听见你的福音。
Lord, we thank you that we can listen to your salvation message today.
我们知道这福音本是你的大能。
We know that this message is your great will.
是要救一切相信的。
That you can save everyone who believes in it.
我们也知道这福音并不是用人的语言可以把它讲解的清楚的。
And we believe it is not something that can be clearly expressed in human language.
就祈求你自己的圣灵来开启我们的心。
And so we pray that your spirit can open our hearts.
使我们的心能够被你圣灵所感。
So our hearts can be moved by your spirit.
使你生命的大能能够运行在我们生命当中。
And your great power can move in our lives.
使我们能够降服在你的面前。
And that we may humble ourselves before you.
能够接受你要赏赐给我们的这无比伟大的恩典。
And receive this great grace from you.
主啊，就求你施恩怜悯你面前的每一位。
Lord, we pray that you show your mercy upon all of us.
也把我们讲的翻译的仰望在你的手中。
And we pray for your message.
当我们打开你的话语的时候，求你释放你自己的话语。
That you can speak through that message.
使我们在你面前都能够丰丰富富的得着。
So that everyone can truly receive.
感谢你听我们这样的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you that you listen to our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 好。我们今天看到罗马书第三章。
We read today from Romans chapter 3.
那首先呢，在罗马书的前两章，使徒保罗讲到这样一个内容。
First of all, in the opening chapters, the Apostle Paul speaks of.
神说有几件事是你心里一定明白的事情。
He claims that there are many things in your heart you should understand.
所以基督信仰啊，并不是因着知道而信。
So Christianity is not necessarily through belief through knowledge.
并不是因为看见而信。
It's not necessarily belief through sight.
也并不是因为经历了才相信。
Or belief through experience.
我们知道，在圣经上记载，犹太人看见了很多的神迹。
We know that the scripture records many miracles in the history of the Israelites.
但是这个神迹并不能让他们信。
But these miracles did not make them believe.
所以今天如果有一些朋友说的，我没看见神迹，我看见了我就信。其实这个观点是不对的。
And so if somebody says, I won't believe until I see miracles, that is not right.
我跟你讲，你看见了也不会信。
I tell you, even if you see those miracles, you won't believe.
因为看见并不能把人带到信的地步。
Because seeing cannot bring people to believe.
那今天如果有人讲我还没有完全的弄明白，等我把它完全的想明白了我就信。
Some people say I don't fully understand it yet. After I understand, then I'll believe.
我跟你讲，你是不可能完全把它弄明白的。
I tell you, it's impossible that you can fully believe.
而且明白了 你也不会信。
Even if you fully understand, you won't necessarily believe.
因为知识并不能把人带到信的地步。
Because knowledge doesn't bring people to belief either.
如果今天还有人说我需要经验，我需要经历。
If anybody says I need experience, then I will believe.
你看那个人，他的病神把他治好了，我也得病，神治好了我就信。
So if somebody else had the illness healed, if I become healed, I will believe.
我跟你说，经历了你也不会信。
I tell you, even if you experience, you may not believe.
因为经历了以后，你还会想，也许这是偶然。
Because you might think that that's a coincidence.
所以经历并不能把你带到信的地步。
And so experience doesn't necessarily bring you to belief either.
所以圣经上讲这福音本是神的大能。
The scripture says that the gospel is God's great power.
他要救一切相信的人。
He wants to save everyone who believes.
那这个信从哪儿来呢？
Where does this belief come from?
这个信不从眼见来。
Not from the sight.
不从经历来。
Not from your experience.
也不从知识来。
Not from your knowledge.
它是从哪里来呢？
Where does it come from?
所以圣经讲这个信叫本于信，以至于信。
And so the scripture says it is belief.
什么叫本于信以至于信呢？
What does that mean?
就是上帝给了你一个信的功能。
That is that God gave you the ability to believe.
所以任何人在上帝面前没有说我没有办法信。
So no one can say, I can't believe.
因为你有这样的功能在你里边。
Because you do have the ability in you.
所以在福音面前你要使用这样的功能才可以。
And so in front of the gospel, you must use this ability.
所以我们为什么我先讲这个，我们希望大家能够存着诚实的心来到神的面前。
So why do I say this first? Because I want everybody to be honest before God.
所有那些不能信的理由其实是借口。
All those excuses are just excuses for not believing.
因为神已经把这个信的本能功能放在你的里边。
Because God has already given you the ability to believe.
所以只有信才能把人带入信。
So only through
faith.
Only through faith can you believe.
Can bring you to faith. 第二件事在前面几章保罗讲到的，还有另外一件事是你心里绝对有的明白的事。
There is another thing that you definitely have in your heart.
他说神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人的心里边。
He says the things of God are evident in your heart.
他说你知道有神。
He says you know there is God.
不用任何的证明，你心里知道有神。
There is no need for whatever proof. You will know.
他说虽然你的他说自从造天地以来啊，他说神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
Ever since creation, God's power is evident in the world.
虽然眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Even if you can't see him through the creation, you know he is there.
所以上帝说，因为我把我自己已经显明在你心里了。
God says, I have revealed myself to you in your hearts.
为什么你自己的良心，当你做错事的时候，你会害怕？
Why does your consciousness tell you when you have done wrong things?
为什么在我们面临很多灾难的时候，有人就会呼叫上天？
Why is it when you face disaster, you automatically go to God?
甚至咒骂上天。
Even you rebuke God.
甚至说，你上帝啊，如果有你，为什么这种事会发生？
If you even then you say, God, why do these things happen?
为什么只有在苦难的时候，你开始咒骂上帝？
Why is it only in difficult times you hate God?
而当你平安的时候，你从来不感谢上帝。
But when you're happy, you don't give thanks to God.
我们想想这个事合理吗？
Is that fair?
所以上帝说，你的心里知道我是存在的。
And so God says, in your heart, you know I am here.
然后还有另外一件事，我们心里是知道的。
And there's another thing that we know in our hearts.
我们心里知道有审判在那里。
We know that there is a judgment.
所以上帝把良心放在我们心里。
And so God put a conscience in our hearts.
当你做了坏事，虽然没有人看见的时候，你心里还是害怕。
That when you do evil, even if no one sees it, you are afraid.
你为什么害怕？
Why are you afraid?
因为你有一个交代的对象。
Because you know that someone will punish you.
当我们看见有些人做坏事，他都不觉得的时候，我们说这个人良心丧尽了。
When we see someone doing evil and they don't feel pricks of conscience, we say they are heartless.
良心在替谁说话？
Who is your conscience speaking for?
所以上帝说，你知道有审判。
God says you know that there is a judgment.
因为有一天你必须要面对我的审判。
Because one day you will face my judgment.
我把我的审判的标准放在你里边，那就是你的良心。
I have put the standard of my judgment to your heart, and that is your conscience.
所以每一个民族，每一个所谓的宗教里边，其实都谈到了这个审判。
And so in every culture and religion, there is this judgment concept.
所以这一件事是我们心里头明明知道的。
And so this is something that we know in our hearts.
那么我们既然知道了这些事，神在这里讲，他说你是故意的。
And so today, now that we know these things, we know that we rebuke them on purpose.
所以我们想想我们不能信主的一些理由。
And so what are the excuses for us to not believe?
有的时候觉得我一信主了，我的生活就要被改变。
Some may, it may be that believing will change our lives.
会改变成什么样子呢？我们想想。
What would it become?
有的人我知道他是有某一项罪在那里缠绕着他。
Some people are held back by some kind of sin.
比如同性恋，
like homosexuality，
比如赌博，
like gambling，
这类的罪，
these kinds of sins。
他说我一信主了，我就要改变。
He says once I become Christian, I have to change it。
所以我不要信主。
So I don't want to believe。
我们想想这一个理由能不能站得住
？Let's consider whether this excuse holds up。
神并不是叫你极端痛苦的改变。
God doesn't want you to just be pain, be pain.
你知道，你信主以后是在神恩典的荣耀里边，你会自愿的改变。
After you believe, you willfully change.
所以那不是你不信的理由。
It's not an excuse for you to not believe.
我说，因为有的基督徒这样不好，他信了我就不信。
Some people say some Christians are so bad, I don't want to be like them.
这也不是你不信的理由。
That's also not an excuse.
所以我们大家自己心里反省，想一想，到底什么东西现在还抓住我，我还说我不能相信。
And so we should reflect on what are the things that hold us back from believing.
我们把它放在心里，我们慢慢的来思考。
Let's consider them.
Okay, 刚才我们说上帝告诉我们有几件事我们是知道的。
We just spoke before about the many things that we know in our hearts.
第一，你有信。
Firstly, you have the ability to believe.
你不能说你没有。
You can't say you don't have it.
然后你知道有上帝的存在。
Secondly, you know that there is God.
然后你知道有审判的存在。
And you know that there will be a judgment.
所以这个都是我们心里要认真思考的问题。
These are things that we should consider in our hearts.
好，今天我们的题目是罪人要蒙恩。
Today our topic is that sinners will become righteous.
什么叫做罪？什么叫罪人？
What is a sin and what is a sinner?
罪在圣经上的解释是违背律法的，就是罪。
Sin is explained in the scripture as that which goes against the law.
在犹太人中有律法。
With the Hebrews, there is the law.
在外邦人中，我们没有律法，有良心。
For the Gentiles, we don't have the law, but we have our conscience.
所以违背律法和违背良心的都是罪。
And so everything that goes against the law or our conscience is a sin.
其实这只是罪行，罪的一个表达。
These are the ways that we express sin.
在罗马书第三章的时候
，In Romans chapter 3,
第二十三节啊
，Verse 23,
讲到，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
It says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God."
所以世人都犯了罪，这个是什么罪呢
？And so, what sin has everyone sinned of?
他说是亏缺了神的荣耀。
It says, "Fallen short of the glory of God."
我们想想，什么叫做健康？
Let us consider what is called healthy.
健康是个什么东西？
What does healthy mean?
其实健康啊，是照着神所创造的，你每一样器官都正常运作的那一个状态，叫健康。
Healthy is the state where everything you have is functioning normally. That is called healthy.
对不对？
Is that right?
所以什么是疾病呢？
So what is sick or illness?
疾病就是不健康了。
Illness is an absence of being healthy.
就是它不正常运作了。
Is when things are operating abnormally.
我的肝不运作了，我的胃不好好工作了，它出现问题了，不正常了，那个叫病。
If my liver or stomach stop working properly, then that is called being ill.
Okay, 那一个病的表达只是告诉你，你的身体已经从健康的状态转移开了。
That sickness is indicating that you are not normal anymore.
所以罪是什么呢
？And so what is sin?
罪，他说是亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
It is written, sin is falling short of the glory of God.
所以刚才我们讲到健康和疾病是人的肉体的问题。
And so before we spoke of healthy and sick as being issues with your flesh.
罪讲到的是人的灵性的问题。
Sin is with regard to your spirit.
所以人的被造是非常奇特的，是两方面。
And so people are made very beautifully. We have two sides.
我们有肉体的被造，有灵性的被造。
Have our flesh and our spirit.
我们灵性的被造，上帝说你是按照我的形象被造的。
Our spirit is written that God made us in His image.
所以人的生命里边有上帝荣耀的形象。
And so in our lives we have God's image in us.
当这个荣耀的形象被破坏了的时候
，When this glorious image is damaged,
这叫罪。
That is called sin.
怎么表达出来呢
？How is that expressed？
所以用那一些罪行，我们就可以知道我们已经不在那个荣耀的形象里边了。
Through all of these sinful actions, we can see that we are not in this glorious image anymore.
所以在罗马书的前面，保罗列数了很多很多的罪。
And so in the front of Romans, Paul lists many types of sin.
我们故意不认识上帝，这是罪。
We willfully refuse to acknowledge God.
我们贪图肉体的情欲，这个是罪。
We follow our fleshly desires.
我们争竞、嫉妒、苦毒，我们欺骗，这都是罪。
we deceive or we lie, all of these things, they are all sins.
当这些东西在我们生命中出现的时候，
when all of these things appear in our lives,
上帝要告诉你一件事，你是个罪人。
God wants to tell you something, that you are a sinner.
不是因为你撒谎才是罪人。
It's not because you lie that you are a sinner.
而是因为那荣耀，神荣耀的形象在你里面被破坏了，那是，所以你才是罪人。
But that your godly image, your spirit has been destroyed, that is why you are a sinner.
所以不是因为我现在胃疼，我才是一个不健康的人。
It's not because your stomach hurts that you're unhealthy.
而是因为那一个健康的状况被破坏了，它表达出来的是胃疼，所以我不健康。
But your unhealthy body is already unhealthy, and it's expressed through your pain in your stomach.
所以这些病痛的表达是要告诉你一个信号，告诉你病了，不健康了。
And so the outer symptoms show you that you are sick, that
所以那些罪行的表达是告诉你你是个罪人，因为那个荣耀的形象被破坏了。
And so your sinful actions are in the same way symptoms that you are a sinful person.
所以我们是一个罪人。
And so you are a sinner.
我们罪人是因为我们亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
You're a sinner because you fall short of the glory of God.
那么身体的疾病和不健康把我们带到一个什么地步呢？
Where does your illnesses take you?
带我们到一个肉体的死亡的地步。
They lead you to death.
因为我们其实我们的身体是它只会一天一天越来越损坏下去。
Because our bodies will deteriorate every day.
然后最终带我们到一个肉体的死亡的地步。
And eventually lead us to our fleshly death.
同样的，灵性的罪性它带你进入死亡。
In the same way, your spiritual sin will lead you to death.
而当我们这个肉体结束的时候，我们的灵性会进入到永恒的灭亡。
And when your flesh ends, you'll go to eternal death.
所以在这里讲，我们这个是个罪人，罪人要面对审判。
And so it is written that you're a sinner, and a sinful person will face judgment.
那神的审判是怎么回事呢？
So what is God's judgment?
所以刚才我们讲，神把律法颁布给以色列人。
But before we wrote that, we saw that God gave the law to the Israelites.
神把良心放在我们里面。
He gave the conscience to all people.
神给了你一个审判的线。
He gave you a judgment.
所以我们说律法是公义圣洁标准的最底线。
And so we say that the law is the standard for righteousness.
在我接触其他的宗教的时候啊，
When I have encounters with other religions,
那么任何宗教都有它一套的理论。
All religions have their own philosophy.
比如说佛教它讲到轮回。
Such as in...
Buddhist.
In Buddhism, yeah, they have reincarnation.
那怎么才轮回呢？
How does reincarnation work?
所以我说你不要给我讲这套理论。
I say, don't tell me all of your theories.
告诉我你的标准是什么？
Tell me what is your standard.
谁定的这个标准？
Who set the standard?
最后谁来审判这个标准？
And who will carry out the standard?
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
所以你看到他们都是模模糊糊的。
They are very vague.
好像你劝你行善做好事吧。
They tell you to do good things.
我说做到什么情况下我才能轮回呢？
So they say, how good do I need to be?
没有一个标准。
There is no standard.
而且这个好和坏其实是非常难以分辨的。
And it's very hard to separate good from evil.
有人做好事，其实他的内心是非常的可怕、肮脏的。
Some people do good things, but they are very evil.
那谁来用什么标准来审判呢？
Who will judge them, and with what kind of standard?
没有标准。
There is no standard.
唯独圣经清清楚楚地告诉你，谁立的标准，谁来审判这个标准。
Only the scripture tells you who set the standard and who will carry it out.
所以我们的内心实实在在的也跟这个标准能够合在一起。
And so our hearts should be following this standard.
当我们看到神的律法的时候，我们的心阿们，我们承认这是对的。
When we see God's law, we should say Amen, it is right.
所以我们的心知道那个标准。
Our hearts know this standard.
神要按着那个标准来审判。
And God will judge by the standard.
那我们通过刚才我们所讲到的。
And through all of these things,
我们知道我们是罪人。
We know that we are sinners.
所以他说世人都犯了罪。
And so it says all people have sinned.
所以这个罪人讲的就是你和我。
And so sinners are you and me.
无一例外。
No exceptions.
他说没有一人，一个也没有。
There is not a single righteous person.
所以这里并不是在审判你的罪行。
And so it is not punishing your sinful actions.
但是如果你能够知道你的罪行，其实那一个罪行是要告诉你，你是个罪人。
But your sinful actions tell you that you are a sinner.
因为你亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
Because you have fallen short of God's glory.
而这一种亏缺带给你的是永恒的灭亡。
And this falling short will take you to eternal death.
所以在今天我们读的圣经上啊，
so in our scripture today,
说我们晓得律法上的话是对律法之下的人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世都伏在神的审判之下。十九节。
Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Verse 19.
所以我们知道，我们都必须伏在神的审判之下。
And so we know that we must all be under the law.
我们知道，面对审判，我们无话可说。
When we face the law, there's nothing that we can say.
所以二十节讲到，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能够在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, in verse 20.
Sorry. 所以律法要达到一个功用。
And so the law has a purpose.
叫人知罪。
That you know that you're a sinner.
因为如果你不知道有罪行的话，你没有办法看见你内在属灵生命的破坏。
Because without facing your sinful actions, you don't know how damaged your spirit is.
所以当律法和良心告诉你你做坏事了。
So when the law and your conscience tells you that you've been a sinner.
那是让你知道你里边的属灵的生命早已经被破坏掉。
That is so that you know you actually your spirit has been broken a long time ago.
那带领我们到死亡的地步。
And that will lead you to death.
那二十一节哈，他说但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify in verse 21.
如果我们真的知道我们是个罪人，
if we truly understand that we are sinners,
我们必须要完成这个律法的审判。
Then we must, the judgment must be carried out on us.
我用什么来比较呢？比如说，你是一个，你要移民到澳洲来。
Suppose that you're a prospective immigrant to Australia.
你需要考英文。
You must be tested in your English skills.
你知道你必须要完成这一个考试。
You know that you must complete this test.
那你知道你的英文程度，你的学习在这方面就非常重要了。
And so you know that your studies are very important.
尤其当你拿到他这个考试的标准的时候。
Especially when you get the exam standards.
你说坏了，我根本达不到。
You say, oh no, I can't do that.
那怎么办呢？
What do you do?
那就非常的绝望。
You'll be very sad.
因为学习你还可以再努力。
Because, well, when you study, you can do better.
其实这里神给了你一个标准，让你拿到的时候，你知道你完了，你达不到。
But here we see that God has given us a standard that we know we cannot fulfill.
而且这将要把我们带到无可逃避的审判面前，无可逃避的灭亡的程度。
And it will lead us to an unescapable punishment and judgment.
怎么办？
What do we do?
所以人类的状况就在于这种绝望的状况当中。
And so humanity is in this sad state.
我们想要做好。
You want to do good.
后来我们觉得做好也没用。
But then you say it's not possible.
反正大家都不好。
Well, everybody is bad.
因为没有出路了。
Because there is no escape.
所以当我们真知道这种状况的话，这句话就是福音了。
And so when we truly understand this state, then this word is gospel.
他说如今神的义在律法以外显明了出来。
And now God's will has acted outside of the law.
就是不拿光拿律法来审判我们，他在律法以外有另外一条路。
That he has another path outside of the law.
而且他说有律法和先知为证。
And he says that the prophets and the law testify.
是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
因为旧约是律法和先知。
Because the Old Testament is the law and the prophets.
所以神的义在律法之外开出这条路，这一个内容并不是神现在才给你开出来的。
And that God's will work apart from the law has not just begun.
并不是说看到你们坏了，大家都做不到，做不到，我再给你开一条路吧。
It's not that God saw you can't do it and then he decided.
不是这样的。
That's not the case.
他是从头就预备好的。
But from the beginning, he decided to do so.
所以律法让你知罪。
And so the law informs you that you're a sinner.
先知审判人的罪。
The prophets testify to that.
先知替神说话，告诉你你犯了罪要受审判。
The prophets speak in God's place, saying that you will face judgment.
但是同时在先知的预言里边就有着一个盼望。
But at the same time, there is a hope.
有着一个那日的盼望。
There is a hope for one day.
到那日，神要洗清我们的罪。
That on that day, God will cleanse us of our sin.
到那日，我们要蒙救赎。
That on that day, we will be saved.
到那日，我们要欢喜快乐，要与他同在。
That on that day, we will be joyful and be reunited with him.
所以从头神就预备着那一天。
And so from the beginning, God prepared for that day.
所以有很多弟兄姊妹问，我读圣经，以色列人的历史跟我什么关系？
So many people wonder, what is the relationship of the Israelites with us?
以色列人的律法跟我有什么关系？
What's the relationship of their history with us?
所有这一些都是神在耐心的为你铺垫救恩的道路。
All of these are preparation of your salvation.
如果一个人不能够承认自己是罪人的话，
If one cannot admit that they are a sinner,
你不需要救恩。
Then you don't need salvation.
如果这里有弟兄姊妹认为自己是挺好的，
If anyone thinks that they're quite good,
但是人说了，信耶稣有永生啊，上天堂。
But people say if you believe in Christ, you'll have eternal life.
所以我也来信耶稣，我可以上天堂。
Okay, so I'll believe as well, so I can go to heaven.
其实如果你还认为自己是个好人的话，义人的话，你并不需要耶稣。
Actually, if you think that you're a good person, then you don't need Jesus.
你自己就在天堂了。
You're in heaven already.
一个健康的人不用医生。
A healthy person doesn't need a doctor.
无论澳洲的医疗设施、医疗制度有多么的好。
It doesn't matter how good the healthcare is.
对你来讲没有用处。
It doesn't matter to you.
因为你很健康。
Because you're healthy.
所以在圣经上主耶稣说健康的人不用医生。
And so Jesus says the healthy person doesn't need the doctor.
只有病人才应医生。
Only the sick person needs the doctor.
他说义人他不需要救恩。
He says the good person doesn't need salvation.
他说我来是来寻找拯救罪人的。
I came to save sinners.
所以我们自己心里要明白，我们是那一个罪人吗？
And so we should understand whether or not we are sinners.
我们真的是罪人，我们才需要主的救恩。
And when we realize we are truly sinners, then we need God's salvation.
然而圣经上说一个义人都没有。
And the scripture says there is not a single righteous person.
所以我们要思想。
So we should reflect on this.
那么现在讲，他说神的义在律法以外显明出来。
And so it says that God's will work apart from the law.
义是什么呢？
What is righteousness?
义在原文上的解释就是说你被算为无罪。
Righteousness in the original Greek is that being counted as sinless.
就是在审判的法庭上被算你无罪了。
Is that on the judgment day you will have no sin?
那神用这个字就是说在最终审判的时候，你已经在这个审判官的面前，你已经被算。
And so this word means that on the day of judgment, you will be counted as without sin.
他说神的义在律法外边显示出来了。
He says that God's will is working apart from the law.
他说就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。在第二十二节。
So this righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There's no difference between Jew and Gentile. Verse 22.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么大的恩典啊！
Such a big grace.
没有分别。
There's no difference.
无论你是老是少。
If you are young or old,
无论你是犹太人，是中国人
，Jewish or Chinese，
你是印度人，你是澳洲人
，Indian or Australian，
你是高等文化教育，还是你是只是个文盲
？If you are cultured or not，
你的地位很高，还是我在社会上没有地位
？If you are wealthy or powerful or not，
无论是什么人
，It doesn't matter who you are。
他说神的义要加给你。
God's righteousness will be upon you.
要给你。
It will be upon you.
你会被算为无罪。
And you will be counted as without sin.
他说因信耶稣基督的缘故。
Through faith in Jesus Christ.
所以刚才我们说信是神给你的。
And so earlier we said that the ability to believe is from God.
如果神开通了这一条律法之外的路。
If God has given you this path.
如果你有什么样的原因可以导致你不信的话
If you have any excuse to say that you don't want to believe
上帝没有办法审判你了
Well then God cannot judge you
所以我相信当审判那一天你说上帝啊我根本没法信
So if you say on the day of judgment God I cannot believe
这个理由不成其为理由
This excuse does not count as an excuse
所以我们要诚实地开始思想这个问题
And so we should be honest about this issue
那后面接着讲哈， 他说，二十三节哈，说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Continues in verse 23 to say, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
说如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
And all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
刚才我讲了，这是我们基督信仰的核心。
This is our true thought of Christianity, the heart of Christianity.
神要解决罪和死的问题。
God wants to fix this issue of sin in our lives.
因为罪所带来的就是死。
Because sin brings death.
是永远的与神隔绝。
Eternal separation from God.
所以上帝如果说随随便便就说，哎呀，算了算了，这都不算罪了。
And so if God said, oh, let's not count these as sins anymore.
那他自己就不是公义的。
Then he would not be just anymore.
他自己就没有办法审判。
Then he cannot judge.
所以他自己是公义的审判，他就不能够看有罪为无罪。
Because he is a just God, he cannot see sin as not sin.
那他如何解决这个问题呢？
How does he resolve this issue?
所以这是神极大的智慧。
And this is his great wisdom.
而且是从创世以来就为你我预备好的。
Something that has been prepared since creation.
他说因着耶稣基督的救赎。
Through the salvation through Jesus Christ.
所以我们知道耶稣基督是上帝的儿子。
We know that Jesus Christ is God's son.
他来到世间道成肉身成为人的样子。
He became a human in the world.
他来承担人的罪。
So that he could take on our sins.
他说我们的罪归在他的身上。
He said that our sins would be placed upon him.
他来替我们承受这个审判。
He would take our punishment.
所以在十字架上首先彰显的是上帝公义的审判。
And so the very first thing that was shown on the cross is God's judgment, His justice.
你我就应该被挂在那里的。
All of us should be there in His place.
所以你今天所受的任何的痛苦，你都是应该的。
So whatever suffering you receive today is deserved.
因为我们的罪所导致的。
Because it was caused by our sin.
所以当上帝把他的愤怒审判倾泻在耶稣基督身上的时候。
And so when God's wrath was shown, demonstrated upon Christ.
我们要先看到的是神公义的审判。
We should see God's justice.
那其次呢？
Also,
我们看到基督的恩典。
We should see God's grace.
为什么基督可以承担我们的罪？
Why is it that Christ could take us our sin?
我记得有年轻人问过我这个问题。
I remember someone asked me this before.
为什么我的罪给了耶稣基督，然后我就赦免了？
Why is it that I would be forgiven if my sin is given to Christ?
其实按道理来说呢，那罪从我身上没了，就给了耶稣了。
If the sin is not on me anymore, it should be on Christ.
那耶稣既然成为罪了，他就应该替我下地狱。
So if Christ has taken my sin, shouldn't he go to hell for me?
对吧？因为罪的工价就是死嘛。
Because sin causes death.
所以我不死了，那他就应该死了。
So if I'm not dying, then he should die.
因为他替了我了吗？
Because he's dying for me.
对吧？一个人就够了，何况我们这么多人的罪都给了他了，那他现在不应该复活，他应该下地狱了。
Not only my sin, but all of humanity's sins, so he should go to hell.
所以我就被救了。
And then I would be saved.
对吗？这个问题，大家想一想。
Consider this question.
其实是有道理的，对吧？因为罪人是要下地狱的嘛。
Because sinners need to go to hell.
所以如果在人来讲，就是你全然的无罪。
So by human standards, you are without sin.
你最多就一个人。
All of your sin has been placed on one person.
我把你的罪都替了，然后你活了，我下地狱。
If I take your sin, then you live and I die.
还不要说世界上还没有这样的人。
There is no person like this.
所以圣经上说救弟兄的赎价太高了，只能作罢了。
In the scripture it says that there is no greater gift than to die for your brother.
为什么基督可以为我们死？
Why is it that Christ is willing to die for us?
在他里面我们要知道有那个永恒的那一个无穷生命的大能在他里边。
Because in him there is a great power.
所以他才能承担这么多人的罪。
That is why he can take on so much sin.
承担全人类的罪。
The sin of all humanity.
他还能活着。
And continue to live.
所以他从死里复活，他来见证他那无穷生命的大能。
And so when he resurrected from the death, he showed us his great power.
他才有能力，他才有资格做你的救主。
That he has the authority to be your savior.
如果他今天就在地狱里边了，他已经不是你的救主了。
If he is dead today, then he would no longer be your savior.
所以我们问，为什么他要复活？
And so we ask, why does he resurrect?
如果他不复 活的话，如果他没有这样无穷生命的大能的话，他怎么来承担你的罪呢？
If he doesn't resurrect, if he doesn't have this power, how can he take up your sin?
我们反过来想，这样一位有着无穷生命大能的主。
So let us consider that we have this almighty, powerful Savior.
为什么他会甘心情愿地成为人的样子？
Why would he willingly become a person?
为什么他会甘心情愿地来承担你的罪？
Why would he willingly take up your sin?
我最近在这个网上看到一个视频哈。
Earlier I saw a video.
说一个人在医院里打他的妈妈。
It said somebody hit their mother in the hospital.
然后咒诅他妈妈，说的你还不如早点死了好。
And rebuked her mother, saying, "Just go and die."
当人看到这个东西的时候，心里真的很痛。
When people saw this video, they were very pain.
这个不孝的儿女怎么能够这个样子
？What a disrespectful child.
可是你知道，当我们看到这个时候，心里痛的时候，哈。
But we know that when we are sad and we see this image.
心里愤恨的时候，哈。
When we are furious and we are angry.
你知道，当人的巴掌打在耶稣基督的脸上是什么感受
？What did Jesus feel like when people hit him?
他凭什么忍耐人类对他这个样子
？Why should he be patient with people?
人都是罪人。
People are all sinners.
他是审判者。
He is a judge.
他将来会要审判所有的人。
One day he will judge all humanity.
但是这些罪人，他为什么愿意承受这样的痛苦
？Why is he willing to suffer for these people?
甚至愿意人的手打在他的脸上。
That people would hit him.
人的唾沫吐在他的身上。
That people would spit upon him.
人的鞭子抽在他的身上。
That people would whip him.
人用钉子来穿透他的手。
That people would nail his hands.
所以他说我的命不是你拿走的。
He said, my life is not taken by you.
我的命是我自己舍的。
My life was given by my own free will.
我有权利舍了我还能把它拿回来。
I have the power to give it up and take it back.
只有他才能这样做。
Only he can do this.
所以当人类看见他能够有权利把自己生命拿回来的时候 人才知道他是生命的主。
When we see that he has the power to take back his life, we know he is our savior.
当我们知道他是生命的主的时候回过头来看看我们所对待他的情况我们的心怎么能够不扎心
？We know when we see how he has treated us, we should reflect on how we treat him.
所以今天的时代哈是一个不知道感恩的时代。
And so the days today are ungrateful generation.
我觉得也许跟我们中国的这个一胎政策有关系哈。
I think it may be related to the single child policy.
因为每个家里都一个宝贝嘛。
Because every family has only one precious child.
那父母的积蓄也好，经济能力还是体力也好，不给你给谁呀、啊、
？And so all of your family will be given, all of your family's efforts will be given to you.
所以父母甘心情愿的把一切都给孩子。
And so your parents would happily give everything to their child.
那孩子也觉得我拿的应该的。
And so the child thinks I should accept receive these.
因为你不给我给谁呀、啊、
？Because who else would you give it to?
如果你给我给的慢点，我还不高兴。
If you give it to me too slow, I'll be unhappy.
但是他拿到的时候，他却没有感恩。
But he doesn't have a grateful heart.
因为他觉得是应该的。
Because he thinks it's necessary.
所以我们华人的家庭哈，家长啊，现在啊。
And so amongst our Chinese parents today.
我们很多的思维状况需要改变一下。
Some of our thoughts should be changed.
我们的孩子从来没有吃过苦。
Our children have never suffered.
我们的孩子从来没有经历过艰难。
Our children have never gone through hardship.
那么他们拿到的东西都太容易了。
All the things that they receive are too easy.
他们不知道感恩。
They don't know to be grateful.
那么我们说我们怎么办呢？我们让他经历痛苦，他才知道感恩吗
？So should we make them suffer then?
其实我说要从你这里开始改变。
I say that you need to change.
你要开始学会，你开始做一个感恩的人。
You need to learn to be grateful.
我们开始对我们的父母感恩。
Be grateful to your parents.
开始在我们的言语里面，在我们的生活里面，我们开始传达这一个感恩的信息。
That in your life and in your language, you live out your gratefulness.
不是每一件事都是应该白白的给我的。
Not everything is received to you freely.
所以我们在吃饭的时候谢饭祷告。
And so when we eat, we give thanks.
我们为什么要感恩
？Why do we need to do this?
不是这一些吃的这一些我的经济状况这一些福气都是应该给我的。
It's not that your food or your money are all deserved.
是上帝赏赐给我的。
But that God gave them to you.
我有一个好的身体还能够享受，这是他恩待我给我的。
That I am still healthy is a blessing from God.
然而神最大的恩典。在耶稣基督里边。
And Christ is our greatest blessing.
如果我们不 能够体会这一个恩典，作为基督徒来说，你要求。
If we can't feel this blessing, then you must pray for it.
因为如果我们像我们说，小孩子没有吃过苦，他拿到的就是白拿到的。
If you're like the child who's ungrateful, then it's wasted upon him.
如果我不知道我是个罪人，我根本不需要他的恩典。
If you don't know that you're a sinner, then you don't need that salvation.
如果我没有生过病，我不知道健康的美好。
If you have never been sick, you don't know how good it is that you are healthy.
所以求神让我们的心灵开始知道我们的状态是什么样的状态。
And so we pray that in our hearts we can know what status our heart is in.
所以在今天的周报文章里面我写了、
In our daily bulletin this week
所以主耶稣说、浪子回家的故事里面其实有两个浪子
Christ,、In the story of the prodigal son there are two sons
一个是流浪在外不肯回家的浪子
One is the one that leaves and doesn't want to come home
一个是留在家里却没有感恩之心的浪子
The other one is at home but he never has a grateful heart
所以求神来帮助我们的心使我们明白
And so we pray that God can help us to understand
那他说如今我们二十四节啊蒙神的恩典因耶稣基督的救赎就白白的称义了
We continue in verse 24 All are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus
神设立耶稣做挽回祭是凭着耶稣的血借着人的信要显明神的义
God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith
因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪好在今日显明他的义
He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished
使人知道他自己为义 也称那信耶稣的人为义
He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus
所以神设立耶稣基督作为挽回祭
And so God set up Christ as the sin punishment
我们非常熟悉的一章经文在约翰福音三章十六节
John 3:16 is a very familiar verse to us, I'm sure
他说神爱世人
That God loves all people
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
So that he would give up his one and only son
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
So all who believe would not be condemned but have eternal life
所以我们说在十字架上我们看到了神公义的审判
And so on the cross we see God's justice
我们看到了神的愤怒
We see God's wrath
我们心里应该战惊
Our hearts should be afraid
因为我们确实的知道我们是无法承担神的愤怒的
Because we know that we cannot withstand God's wrath
在十字架上我们看到了天父上帝的爱
On the cross we also see God's love
因为他竟然肯把耶稣基督赐给我们
Because he is willing to give up Christ for us
使我们能够因着信他得永生
So we can have eternal life
在十字架上我们更看到了主耶稣基督的爱
And on the cross we also see Christ's love
我常常的思想而不能明白
Often I don't understand this
我为自己的孩子我是很爱他们
I love my children
但是我做到一定的程度我有极限
But there is a certain extent that I'm willing to go for them
有的时候他们会让我很愤怒
Sometimes they make me extremely angry
我恨不得说他们搬走才好
I sometimes think I want to kick them out of the house
但是神对我们的爱
That God is different
所以他说他忍耐宽容人先时的过犯
He said his forbearance of our sins
当人的手扇在他脸上的时候
When people hit him in the face
当人的鞭子打在他身上的时候
When people whip his body
当人的钉子钉在他的手上脚上的时候
When people nail him to the cross
他从内心所发出的是父啊赦免他们
He says to God forgive them
因为他们所做的他们不知道
Because they don't know what they are doing
所以今天我们是这些知道了的人吗
And so today, are we the people who know?
知道我们如何犯罪得罪他
Are we the people who know how badly we hurt God?
知道我们如何的悖逆
How badly we rejected God?
知道我们在神面前将要承担何等大的愤怒
How much wrath we will face in the face of God's judgment?
更知道他为我们所做的
And the great things that he has done for us.
所以他不但是我们的赎罪祭，而且是我们的挽回祭。
So he's not only our sin sacrifice, but also our fellowship sacrifice.
他挽回我们，让我们能够与天父上帝和好。
That he can bring us back to God.
所以从今以后你不是一个被审判定罪的人。
So from now on, you are not under condemnation.
从今以后你是一个被称为义的人。
From now on, you are counted as righteous.
你是一个神家里的孩子。
You are a child of God's family.
你是一个跟父亲和好了的孩子。
You are a child that has been reconciled to your father.
在天父的爱中你来成长来生活。
In the love of God, you live.
这是何等伟大的恩典赏赐给我们。
This is such a wonderful grace upon us.
所以我们不论用什么理由，我们说我还暂时不能相信，我还要等我经历，等我看见。
And so whatever the excuse we have to not believe, that we are waiting for experience or visions.
那可不是理由。
All of those are not real excuses.
求神让我们的心能够明白，神说这福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
We pray that we can understand that God's salvation.Is to save all people.
好，接下来的二十七节，他说：“既是这样，哪里能夸口的？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃是用信主之法。”
Continuing in verse 27, where then is boasting? It is excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No, because of the law that requires faith.
所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信。不在乎遵行律法。
And so we can see that people's righteousness is through faith, not through the law.
所有的宗教都使用行为的法则。
All religions go through actions.
能够让人夸口。
That people can be boastful.
我比你虔诚。
I'm better than you.
因为我吃斋啊、我初一十五吃斋。
Because I fast every day.
Okay, 一个月两次吧。
Or maybe twice a month.
Okay, 那我说我每天都吃斋。我每天都 vegetarian.
Well, I don't eat meat.
我就比你虔诚。
And I'm more faithful than you.
我今天做了很多的功德。
I did all these good works.
所以这是立功之法。
And these are the actions.
这一些想法常常在我们基督徒的弟兄姊妹当中。
Often Christians also have these kind of thoughts.
我做的比你多。
I do better than you.
我在教会侍奉的比你多。
I do more things in church.
这里讲没有立功之法。
It says here that there is no boasting.
用的是信主之法。
Only the law that requires faith.
所以当人真的知道什么是神的恩典的时候。
And so when people truly understand what is God's grace.
所以上周五我跟一些弟兄姊妹分享过啊。
So I shared with some people last Friday.
有很多基督徒在嘴里会谈到恩典。
That many Christians know to talk about grace.
都是神的恩典。
Everything is God's grace.
不是因为我好，都是神的恩典。
It's not because of me, but God's grace.
但是你看他谈到神恩典的时候，那个态度有问题。
But there's an issue with their attitude.
因为你真知道恩典的时候，你就趴下了。
Because when you truly understand the grace, you will bow down.
你就谦卑在神的面前。
You will be humble before God.
你知道自己什么也不是。
You know that you are nothing.
我不过是个死刑犯被释放出来了。
Only a death prisoner that has been released.
我不过是一个代罪之身，我在这里蒙受了恩典，能够活着。
Only a sinner that has received grace that can live.
所以无论你的服事，无论你的教会生活、家庭生活，你会谦谦卑卑地行在主的面前。
No matter your service or your family, whatever, you will be humble before God.
所以求神让我们体会他的恩典。
So we pray to God that we can understand His grace.
确实是神这里说，我们虽然是罪人，我们蒙神的恩典，因信耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
We truly believe that we are all sinners, and that through Christ we are freely saved.
记得在上周我们讲过。那个题目是不可徒受神的恩典。
Last week our topic was to not use God's grace in vain.
我们白白的称义了。
We are freely justified.
但是神说你不要白白的受啊。
But don't receive it wastefully.
我们若都没有一个感恩图报的心。
If we don't have a grateful heart.
我们的儿女如何来效法我们。
How will our children follow us?
若是神这么大的恩典，我心里没有一点想法说主啊我愿意报答。
If we don't have such a grateful heart for God's great glory, grace.
当然我得说人是没有力量报答的。
Well, to a certain extent, God, people can't really reflect it.
可是神悦纳我们在他面前的这样的回应。
But God accepts our reflection.
所以当我们的心充满了对神的感恩、报恩之情的时候。
That when our heart is full of God's grace.
你就看到使徒保罗的生命。
You can see, for example, Paul's life.
你看到基 基督的生命开始在你里面发动。
You will see Christ's life coming into you.
因为他的生命他要在你里面做成他的工作。
Because his life will fulfill his will.
你愿意全然的顺服在他面
前。So that you can be humble before him.
所以求神来帮助我们。
Pray that God can help us.
帮助我们实在的知道我们是罪人。
Pray that God can help us to understand that we are sinners.
实在的知道我们无法逃避的审判。
And that we cannot escape judgment.
实在的知道神的义在律法之外为我们开通了。
And that God has created a path apart from the law for us.
实在的知道基督的血、基督的生命所带给我们的救恩。
And we can know the salvation that God's blood and life has given for us.
然后让我们的心里有一种感恩之情， so, 让我们不徒受了神的恩典。
And that our hearts can be thankful and not wasteful.
所以今天你还没有接受基督作为你救主的人。
For those of us who haven't received Christ as our Savior.
记得我们上次讲到内容中有一个内容。
Remember what we spoke of last week.
神说现在我是悦纳你的时候。
Christ says, right today is the day that I will receive you.
所以今天掌握在你手中的时候不要放过去。
And so while today is in your hands, don't waste it.
求神来帮助我们。
And pray that God can help us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
主啊，你把这样伟大的恩典赏赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us this wonderful grace.
主啊，你来触动我们的心。
Lord, you move our hearts.
使我们看见自己的恶。
That we can see our own evil.
使我们能够意识到我们属灵生命的破损。
That we can know of our own damaged spirit.
使我们能够畏惧将来的审判。
That we can be afraid of the judgment that is to come.
就是我们能够更加认识你恩典的浩大。
So we can truly understand your wonderful grace.
使我们的心能够降服在你的面前。
So our heart can be humble before you.
主啊，帮助我们都能够成为一个懂得感恩的人。
Lord, we pray that we can all be thankful people.
懂得知恩图报的人。
That we can be grateful.
使你的恩典不在我们身上，使你的恩典在我们身上能够有果效。
So your grace can bring out fruits in our lives.
使你能够，你的旨意能够成就在我们的生命当中。
So your will can be done in our lives.
求你来赐福给你自己的教会。
Pray that you give blessing upon your church.
我们这样的祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.